Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. And thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we are here on our regular Wednesday, and we thank you for taking our time to be a part of this hour. As we move forward, for those of you who are listening by internet, you can call in if you have a question. You can ask a question. We're an interactive ministry. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, just if you have a question, hit the number one. If your mics are not open, hit the number one, and you can ask your question, and everyone else can hear your question. Amen. We'd also like to inform you that you can also go to the archives at the end of this message and listen to it. Go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. We Can Begin Again. And you would type in Psalm 23, capital P, S-A-L-M 23. And that will give you access to the archives. You can listen to any of the archives, but especially for this message that Pastor Miles will present this evening. We also want to take a moment out to have a prayer and acknowledge the loss of Archbishop Larry D. Palmer, who lost his wife last evening. She's gone on home to be with the Lord, and we want to pray for him and his family. If you would please, ma'am, please, sir, keep them up in prayer, the Palmer family. First Lady Brenda Palmer, keep their family up in prayer. United together, united we are together, and that's what we do, you know, when we come together in unity and in the Spirit of the Lord. We pray for one another and ask the Lord to uplift each other through our trials and whatever struggles or whatever we're going through. We ask that the Lord will lift us up and give us strength during our storm. Amen. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would bless the Palmer family this evening. Lord, I pray that you would give Archbishop Palmer the strength to endure this time, the loss of his better half. Heavenly Father, we know that when we lose a valued part of our being, that it is hard to handle. And we just ask, Lord, that you would build him up in the areas where he's torn down and that you would strengthen him where he's weak. Bless all of the Palmer family as they come together. Heavenly Father, Lord, you said that as we go through our trials and tribulations, that you would strengthen and you would help us, that you would uphold us in your righteous right hand. And so we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would hold him up in your right hand, give him the courage, give him the wisdom, that as he goes through this time, that you would give him what he needs, Heavenly Father, to be able to endure the storm. We thank you, and we ask this in Jesus' name for their healing. Amen. Amen. We're going to move over right now. The next voice you hear will be none other than Pastor Reginald C. A. Miles from out of Hackensack, New Jersey. Pastor Miles, are you there?
Yes, sir, Brother Moderator. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Praise God. Bless your heart. Once again, we want to extend our deepest condolences to Archbishop Larry D. Palmer and family. I have known them a number of years, and Mother Palmer had actually adopted me as her third son and treated me as such. And my heart is heavy at this hour. But one of the things that we have to do, nevertheless, we have to keep pressing on, pushing on, and doing the will of God. Because one day, if Christ doesn't come back, you and I must travel that road ourselves. And one thing that I say in situations like this is Jesus said himself in the gospel according to John, the 14th chapter, he's going to prepare a place. And when it's ready, he's going to come and receive you unto himself. and Mother Palmer mansion was ready in Daddy's house. And that is one of the things and how I am getting across with this. And on today, I want to bring something to your attention that I believe that will be a blessing to you and will have you to see something in a different light. There's two things that I found in studying the Bible and talking to many different people. Excuse me, people actually like to skip over because to them it's kind of, I would say, boring. It'll put people to sleep. And in the Bible, one of them is the geographic or the geography of the lands. And the other is genealogy. Those are two things that I found most common people will skip over. And if you took a look on the internet and you saw today, we're going to talk about a story inside genealogy. This is what I'm going to call going to be a real Bible study. I ask of you, Brother Moderator, please mute all mics because there are a lot of things that I want to get across. And I want to do it in this one session. If you were here about 5 years ago, I had spoke about this and bringing this to the table, a story inside genealogy, but I never got around to doing it. The Lord has sent me in a different direction. Now, if you were to take a look in the book of First Chronicles, the first 9 chapters, and you could look at that at your leisure, you will see nothing but genealogy in there. And after you get to about maybe verse 20, 29, you may start to get tired of reading about, now this one begot that one, and this one begot that one, and the sons of, and the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine. And when you break all of that down and read it, you're like, can I read something else? But I'm going to show you a story inside genealogy, and I pray that you have your Bible, you have some paper, and something to write with, because I really believe this is going to be a blessing in your life. It's in Genesis, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 32. And no, we're not going to read those scriptures, but we're going to pick something out of many of them. But before we even get there, that's going to be our capital and closeout. But I want you to turn, if you have your Bible, turn to Matthew, the 1st chapter. Now, if you go to Matthew, the 1st chapter, now follow me on this. I'm going to take it slow so that you could follow. If you turn to Matthew, the 1st chapter, you see the genealogy of Jesus. Now, watch this. Matthew, the 1st chapter, is actually the genealogy of Jesus, but it's through the line of his father, Joseph. And when you follow that, it goes all the way down to, when it gets to verse 7, it goes all the way down from Abraham down to David, but it goes through the way of Solomon in verse 7. Then it takes us all the way down to Jesus in verse 16. Matthew, the 1st chapter, the genealogy of Jesus is actually through the line of Joseph, where it gets to David, but it gets off of David and goes through the way of Solomon. When you get a chance, read that. Now, turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke. Turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3. And we're going to start at verse 23. Are we going to read these scriptures? No. But I encourage you to read them, because now this is actually Luke's account of the genealogy of Jesus. But this one takes a different turn. The genealogy of Jesus in Luke chapter 3, starting at verse 23, is actually the genealogy of Jesus through Mary's line. If you go on to verse 23, it'll say Jesus was about 30 years of age. Now it says the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. But when you go back to Matthew, it's different. Why is that? Because Heli is actually Mary's daddy. This was Joseph's father-in-law. So Heli is actually Jesus' grandfather in the natural, because this is Mary's father. Then we'll follow this genealogy all the way to David again. However, it actually takes a pit and goes through Nathan. So Mary's genealogy goes from David through Nathan, and then it goes all the way back to where we go to Adam, which we end off at God the Father. So Mary's line starts with basically her daddy, Joseph's father-in-law, to David by way of Nathan, who takes it back to Adam and takes it to God the Father. You know it goes through Nathan when you get to verse 31 of Luke chapter 3. And when we go to this, we will see all the way at the end of verse 38, it talks about verse 38, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. So Luke's account of the genealogy of Jesus is Mary's line. Matthew's account is Joseph's line. Now, this is the part I want to get to. Now, we all know what Jesus Christ came to do. He came to teach us, show us how it was to be done, how we were to live. We also know through our studies of what he would endure, what he will go through. So now we're going to get to the portion where we're going to see a story through genealogy. Please turn with me to Genesis, the 5th chapter. Now, Genesis, the 5th chapter, I have these underlined in my Bible. Some people do not like to write in their Bibles, and that's okay. But I do, because I keep the notes in here. I want us to go, I want us to go to verse 2 in Genesis chapter 5. We see the name Adam. Now, these are the descendants of Adam. If you are taking notes, I want you to write down the name Adam. The meaning of the name Adam means man. So please write that. Adam means man. Let's go to verse number 3. Verse 3, I have underlined the name Seth. The meaning of Seth's name, let's go down to verse number 6. Verse number 6 actually talks about the descendants of Seth. In verse number 6, Enos. I have that underlined. Now, Enos, his name means mortal and having caused death. Enos means mortal and having caused death. Let us go over to verse 9. Canaan. I have that underlined. His name actually means sorrow. Let's go back and regroup. Let's go back and review. Adam means man. Seth means appointed. Enos means mortal and having caused death. Canaan means sorrow. So far we went to all the way up to the 9th verse of chapter 5. Let's go down to verse number 12, Mahalalel. His name means the blessed God. His name means the blessed God. Let's move over to verse 15. I have the name Jared underlined. The name Jared means shall come down. You may hear some children in the background. These little girls love to play hide and go seek around my bushes. So if that's what you hear in the background, they are playing. Let's go over to his name means teaching. Let's go on over now to verse 21. Methuselah. His name means his death shall bring. Methuselah means his death shall bring. Let's go over now to verse 25. Lamech. Name means the despairing. The despairing. And the final name that we're going to go to is Noah. And the name Noah actually means rest or comfort. Now, if you were to read, not trying to beat it up, but just trying to get the point across, if you were to read Genesis, the 5th chapter, all the way through, you'll see this one begot that one, this one begot this one, this lived so many years, this one did so many years, this one did this, this one was the hands of, this one toiled this. So you will go through all of that. But I want you to understand what we're talking about. We're talking about a story inside genealogy. There's a story inside Genesis 5. Brother Moderator, I would like for you right now to open up all mics, if you will. Now remember, We knew and we have studied what Christ came to do. We knew that Adam messed up. He took up the fruit, caused sin to come into the world. Actually took the names of the people and told you what the names mean. Now, I'm going to hit you with the story inside genealogy. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take the names, the definition of the names is going to tell us a story. You ready? Here we go. Starting with Adam, I'm only going to read the definitions, and you're going to get a story. Man appointed mortal, having caused death and sorrow, the blessed God shall come down, teaching shall bring despairing rest or comfort. Adam means man. Seth means appointed. Enos means mortal, having caused death. Canaan, sorrow. Mahalalel, the blessed God. Jared shall come down. Enoch, teaching. Methuselah, his death shall bring. Lamech, the despairing. Noah, rest or comfort. Here's the story inside Genesis 5. Man appointed mortal, having caused death and sorrow. The blessed God shall come down, teaching his death shall bring the despairing rest or comfort. Do you see the story inside the genealogy of the descendants of Adam? All mics are open at this time. Is there any question, comment, or concern?
Amazing. Amazing. I have never heard that. I have never heard it put. I mean, just like so plain and simple. There it is. There it is. Wow.
I can truly say absolutely awesome. And I am one who will skip over, you know, as far as the genealogy portions of the Bible. And I mean, just to get that deep insight into it, absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Is there anyone else? It is my prayer now, going forward, that you will take time to read and to study the genealogy. We all have a genealogy because we all came from someone. And believe it or not, the names in which you were named tells a story. I submit to you, find out the meaning of your name. I looked mine up, and I found the name. I found it. I looked my parents up, got the meaning of their name. Is there any questions, comments, or concerns about any of the scriptures that we covered? Matthew's account of the genealogy of Jesus, give you a review. Matthew, the first chapter, it's the line of Joseph, which goes through David and branches off through Solomon. Luke's account is Jesus' mother Mary. And when it says in verse 23, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. That was Jesus' grandfather. And Joseph's father-in-law. Because you look at verse 16 in Matthew chapter 1, please turn there with me. It says in verse 16, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Verse 17, so all generations from Abraham to David were 14. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. Notice when it got to David, one branched off through Solomon, the other branched off through Nathan. And if my memory serves me correctly, their mother name was Bathsheba. So it is truly Jesus of the throne of David. It's mighty quiet. Do I smell smoking grain right about now? All mics are open. Does anyone have anything to say?
We're just absorbing these deep nuggets, man of God.
Don't want to over-talk it.
Pastor, that, you know, when food is being fed, you know, you need time to, you know, to chew it and, you know, and get the flavor of it, you know, and then digest it. So, you know, you're throwing a lot out there, you know, to, at this time.
I kind of figured that. And I really believe that. Yes, ma'am.
I love the Old Testament, and I love that. So much of the Old Testament, like especially in Isaiah, is the foretelling of what's to come in the New Testament. And we see that everything that was said was, even reading like the poems and the song, you know, the Psalms and everything, you can link it to the New Testament. And I always said, with the Jews not believing that Jesus was the Lord, that he was the Messiah, it's like, how could you not? How could you not, because of the foretelling in the Old Testament? What you just said, what you just taught us this evening from Genesis, from book one, three major religions all have Genesis and all believe and use Genesis. How can you not believe? How can you not believe the way that you put the names together? I mean, the genealogy of the families together and what the names mean. It's awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, I don't know if you recall about 5 years ago, I think it was the first time that I spoke on Blog Talk Radio, I said we're going to go into a book. And we're going to take the names, and the names are going to tell a story. I don't know if you recall that, but I said it about 5 years ago.
I remember.
Yeah, and this is what I was talking about. Now, I'm going to throw this nugget out there. This is going to be a teaching at another time, because I know I put a lot on you. Let's take a look at Genesis, the 5th chapter, and let's read, let's read the first few verses. This of the generations of Adam, okay, of Adam, the first man. Now watch this. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Verse 2. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Watch verse 3. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. Now, this is said, this is the descendants of Adam. But wait a minute. Didn't Adam have two other sons? Didn't Adam have two other sons? Rhetorical question. Were their names Cain and Abel? Well, why does Genesis 5 only state Seth? I submit to you, as we know that Cain slew Abel. He was gone. Okay? Now, I'm also going to submit to you that Cain was not Adam's son. How do you pick that up, preacher? Turn to 1 John.
Okay, now where are you going with that one? Okay,
I'm
going to
show you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. This is in conjunction with telling the story that we just read through the names. Turn with me to 1 John. 3rd chapter. I'm only going to just tease you with this one. 1 John 3rd chapter. And I want you, since Reverend Doctor, if you could, if you will, please read verse 12. 1 John 3rd chapter, verse 12.
Okay, you know what? I can't do that right now. Can
okay.
Somebody else read, please?
The First John?
First John, well, some, 3rd chapter, verse 12.
Someone else have it? Okay, verse 12.
I'll read it then. As not as Cain, who was that wicked one and slew his brother. He was the wicked one who slew his brother. Let's go back to Genesis, the 5th chapter. It says that in verse 3, when Adam was 130 years old, he begot a son in his own likeness. So how was the likeness of him? His likeness was as of God. So Seth followed the likeness of his daddy, which was Adam, who followed the likeness of his daddy, which was God. So Cain was the wicked one. Who is the wicked one? Who is the evil one? Let's keep going. And slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his works were evil, but his brother's was righteous. But when we go back to Genesis 5, it doesn't state here about Cain because he was not in the likeness of Adam, who was in the likeness of God, which takes us back to the names and the definition. Man appointed, mortal, having caused death and sorrow, the blessed God shall come down teaching. His death shall bring despairing rest and comfort. Because people say, well, how come those two were not in here? Because the likeness was not there. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Brother Moderator, that's all I have. If there's not any other questions, comments, or concerns, Brother Moderator, I'll put the service back into your hands.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Are there any comments online? Those who are online, are there any comments? Okay. And I know probably many of them probably thinking in terms of the Cain and Abel, you know, but I always say, you know, do your research, you know, do your research yourself, you know, to, you know, identify, you know, what is being said. And, but I thank you, Pastor, for bringing forth, you know, a word this evening. I definitely was in debt, you know, kind of, I think it was kind of heavy for a lot of those who are on. There are a lot of silent listeners and on that I see. But one of the things I do want to say is this was not recorded, and I would like for you to bring it back again.
Say that again, please. Yeah,
I would like for you to bring this back again. It was not recorded. The recording went out. You know, it was a signal to show that the recording went out. I would like to have this recorded along with the other 500 and whatever messages that are on to make sure that everyone comes on and is recorded. We do have listeners that go on, and what they do is they go on and listen to the recording, and that's what the data is picked up, you know, how they go on to listen to the recording, and that's how the numbers increase. Well, let's, you know, us know, well, Blog Talk Radio, let's, you know, us know how people are listening or what device or what tool they're using, you know, to listen. And that is what helps us to gauge, you know, the direction that we're going. So, you know, if you could, please, sir, do that. Are there any comments again or any comments, you know, for the speaker for this evening? We are, you know, kind of early. We're ending early. But, you know, are there any comments, any questions, any comments, anything that you would like to, you know, make a comment in reference, you know, to the message this evening? Amen. 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 Pastor Miles, if you could, you know, before closing, I've already prayed over for Pastor Archbishop Palmer, you know, if you could do that, sir, if you could, you know, set up a prayer as well. And again, for those of you who are listening, I'd like to ask if you could to pray for the Palmer family, pray for the Palmer family. We all lose loved ones, but, you know, when we lose someone, we come together and we encourage those, you know, who are going through. That is the power of prayer. You don't have to be there. But there is power in prayer, and prayer does things. And so if you could remember the Palmer family, if you do not or have not heard, he's been on, he's been spoken before. on Blog Talk Radio. You know, we, Elder Suzanne, Dr. Suzanne, as well as myself, you know, and even Pastor Miles, we are, you know, under the umbrella of Israel Total Life. So, you know, that's, it comes close, you know, very close to home. And for those of you who do not know, the church or Archbishop Palmer, please pray for the Palmer family. We ask if you could do that, please, ma'am, please, sir. Amen. Pastor Miles, would you close us out, please?
Yes, sir. I just also want to say there was a lot more that I could bring about the genealogy, but one thing I really want you to know, I want you to get the story. And I also want to encourage you to take time to study it. I know that it's from time to time that we can board with it, if you will. But there's a lot of rich nuggets inside of that. And as I said in the past, get your Bible. Study things up for yourself. As they did in Acts 17:11, you know, they had a readiness of mind and they searched the scriptures daily. You know, just see these things as us and so. We normally go overtime, but not trying to overtalk this here because it is a lot, and there's a lot for you to digest. And as far as Archbishop Larry D. Palmer, we are, as Brother Moderator said, we're all under the umbrella of House of Israel Ministries, and which is under, he's the presiding prelate of that, Archbishop Larry D. Palmer, and we are all Dr. Suzanne, Dr. Clay, and myself, we are all part of Israel Total Life Ministries in Waldorf, Maryland. So we are of one family. And it does, at this hour, hit home, and it hit home in a serious way. So we ask once again that you lift them up in prayer. And as I like to say, if all hearts and minds are clear, be prepared to be dismissed. Our Father and our God, we come to you at this hour, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, you know what we stand in need of even before we ask. And we're coming right now, Lord, first of all, thanking you for things as well as they are. But Lord, we're asking a special prayer right now for Archbishop Larry D. Palmer. Lord, we ask that you dispatch angels at this hour to give him comfort. Because, Lord, he lost his bride, and his heart is heavy at this hour. Not only that, Father, we're asking that you stop by and visit the two sons who has lost a mother and give them the strength to endure. Give them the strength to support their father. Oh, Lord God, we are believing that you can, and we know that you will. Lord, we ask that you bless the whole family in its entirety, because to lose a loved one is hard and is painful. Lord, if they have to cry, let them cry, even though emotions are going to be there, but let them cry, because the crying will help take away the sting of the pain. Now, Lord, we ask that you bless every home that's represented here under the sound of my voice. Lord, once again, dispatch your angels for each home. Lord, we're asking you to seal it and cover it with the Holy Spirit and seal it with your son's blood, that we will give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord, let everything be done decently and in order. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Alone again in a crowded room. I face the dawn.